Yeah.
Mr. Carlson.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Chuck, I had another thought with regard to this BLS thing.
Mm-hmm.
It occurs to me that, we might be running into something here that is could be more than simply accidental aberrations and so forth and so on. Let me spell it out.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let us assume that they did find that they'd been too high and now they've got to get lower. Certainly, the best way to adjust that would be on a gradual basis.
Mm-hmm.
From our standpoint, so you go down 1/10 one, 2/10 another, 1/10 another, 2/10 another. The worst way from our standpoint is to drop it like this and then have a lot of doubts raised about it and then start to raise it gradually till you get up to 5.8 or 9 or as to whatever they think it is. You see my point?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, a big drop in any month is not in our interest.
No.
Small increments is very much in our interest.
Exactly.
Now when we know that this it isn't all that exact science, it's quite clear, they fiddle with these figures.
Mm-hmm.
They go up and down. And I wouldn't put it past a fellow like Goldstein to do this, would you?
No, in fact, I raised that this morning.
Oh, you did? Well, then that's...
And I said, that if somebody were trying to hurt us, they would drop this way down and claim we were trying to fiddle with the figures and then let it come back up the next month and we just look like hell. The best way for us would have been for them to have adjusted it down just slightly.
Yeah, 2 points, 2/10 of a point. Been just as good as this.
You're quite right that it is not an exact science. It's based on a poll, and they do a lot of interpreting from it.
That's right. That's right. And somebody sits on high and determines how you're going to have the numbers come out.
Well, I'll tell you this. I wouldn't put it past any of those fellows. That's a pretty snaky crowd that we're dealing with over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it to me, it just...
Well, we've got to get control of it, as I say. And around Labor Day, we just have to get control of it. And I think the key is to get more out and put a stronger man in there. And boy,
where's a weak man?
And put him in, and the idea being that he's in, and then he just finds a reason to leave. Now, we can work it out. Just work on him.
Well, I think George told me after the meeting with you this morning, Mr. President, that he had another spot he could get more out to. And thought he would be able to do that. I think there's some time urgency, in my opinion, because we want to do it before before it begins to look like we're going into a political
year. That's right. That's right. That's why it's got to be...
During the quiet summer months. Into the...
It's a good time to make a change.
And I think if we had one guy in there with some... If we had a guy in there at the top with some political moxie, what he would have done is said, look, this is too big a drop.
We're going to look bad. Yeah.
So
he could say the statisticians are going to look bad and foolish and so forth.
As one of the men that we called last night under the pretext of Time Magazine said, we're never sure within 0.1% either way.
Yeah. One thing that I was going to say is this, that you could why isn't it well to have some people to begin a few attacks on Mueller? See my point?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The idea that raising question is about his competence in view of this thing. Now, you've got some ballsy guy that can. You see, this is the time to do it, to attack him when it's going down rather than up.
Well, a guy like Alan Wallace, even, who might help us in this area. There's been a lot of people who have been disturbed over the BLS the outside.
Well, Alan Wallace could do it if he would. I don't know if he would step up to something like that, but if he wouldn't, or he'd be good, or but don't tell George or anybody else, but just have it, or maybe a congressman or a senator.
Well, someone
like Chuck Percy. No, he won't do it.
Yeah, he might. He's on
Chuck Percy,
and
he could just simply say that I just question just take him in on the game and say, Chuck, here's what they're doing to us.
I'll tell you who would do it is Jack Miller of Iowa, who's on that committee and who's an accountant.
All right.
Considers himself something of a statistician.
Get Jack to do it, but he does it on his own. I don't want to know anything about it, you know what I mean?
No, this would just...
He says that he believes there ought to be a shake-up in the Bureau, something like that, that they've raised doubts in there. That's sort of a tough one to handle. We don't want to create too many doubts about our own figure. I mean, about the good side of it, but he just say that... I don't know. It's worth getting the guy out, though. Maybe it isn't necessary to do that to get him out. I don't know.
Well, I think a little back pressure would help. I can, through Bill Baruti, who has a lot of good academic contacts.
Yeah.
I can get a little pressure going that will...
In other words, the kind of attack you need really doesn't have to be public so much as it is the kind that will get to him.
Mm-hmm.
A column, for example. A column would really... They always entertain these intellectuals. All read them, you see.
That's right. A good economist.
Right.
The whole system saying maybe it's out of date.
Maybe a Milton Friedman could question it.
Yeah, that'd be a dandy.
He'd be a dandy, wouldn't he?
Yeah. He's easy for me to get to because he's...
Yeah.
Baruti's closest friend.
Well, just tell Baruti to call for him and say, look, what the heck, this sounds like a... And just the comedy of errors of the whole thing.
Anyway,
the whole proposition is this, that on the encouraging side, Schultz, who's a totally honest man, says, well, in any event, well, it didn't, he doesn't think it was, first of all, he doesn't think it was as high as it was, and it isn't as low as it is, it wasn't this much of a drop, but it did move in the right direction from January.
Oh, yes, and very significantly, Mr. President. He has a chart which...
I saw that chart,
which is damn good.
Shows how they're going, and maybe that, maybe. But as you say,
I thought I would.
It's the upward creep this summer. We'll have to take that, and it'll be tough. But,
well, but that chart adjusts for it. You see, I thought I might get that to some of the economic writers who are honest. And there are some.
Yeah. Oh, sure, there are a lot of them. Probably
sure.
Shows an honesty.
Because we can. It's pretty good evidence that.
You see,
what trend is there?
I don't know. It may be that some of this, it certainly on balance on television was more positive than negative from what I hear.
Oh, yes.
The real question is whether it had the zing that we wanted, in other words, to get people, just change people's attitudes. But
if that press release were written as just a straight release, it would have led all the networks.
Yeah.
It would have been a big story.
Yeah.
The Democrats would have questioned it, but that would come afterwards.
Yeah.
But the way the damn thing was written, it
didn't lead the networks.
No, it did. Oh, no. It just had a built-in discount. George Shultz, who tried to defend, that, after all, used to be his agency, and he tried a little bit to defend it. When he read that release this morning, he said, hell, if I were trying to destroy this announcement, I couldn't have done it better than this press release. And he, very bad job, which is why the deliberate idea may be not too far off.
No, I think Goldstein knows that we are on to him. And, after all, we've shut him up.
That's right.
And from his public statements and the rest. And
so it was maybe his way of getting back at us. Clearly on the other side.
Oh, God, yes. He's a clever bastard, too.
I really feel I'm going to keep the heat on getting him the hell out of there. And we might, I think this idea of getting some subtle pressures that, a guy like Moore is arrogant. You can't tell him anything. He knows it all, but if a few people, the Friedman types, were to challenge how well that place is being run.
Yeah. See, it affects us another way, too. They also get the CPI figures.
Oh, yes.
And those things can be jimmied like hell.
Yeah, both of those. They get the two most...
And the other thing, too, is that we just want those things under control when we get into, August, September, and October. Those are the months.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make any difference how high it is at the time. It's got to be sure that it doesn't go up or down, and so forth.
Well, that's right. That's when we need to.
We need a couple of good bounces in that period.
That's right.
And a lot of other things will happen by then, but we shall see.
There's no question, Mr. President, of all the agencies, this probably, as you pointed out to Hudson, this has more political muscle behind it than probably everything else the Labor Department does. Every month, this creates a major news impact, good or bad. So far, they managed to hurt the good ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it'll be very interesting. Let's see what we can do on it. Well, I guess everything, you've got everything in mind we can do.
Well, I'll stay with it. You can be sure.
Yeah, I know that.
It's important, and I'll work some quiet ways to keep it going in the right direction.
Yep.
Got it.
We'll face up to it in August. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.